Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy's a top social media expert that I know, and you can find her at kathyperry.com. Is that right, Kathy? Kathy with a K, Perry with a B?
Yes. Yes,
check it out. You can find her book there, Stepping Stones to Success. Okay, let's stay with Facebook for a little bit. You got a couple more things. They've got a new design and some updates you want to announce.
Yes, they do. Well, you know, they're always, they are trying to improve on the privacy. But, you know, in addition to that, they're changing the look and feel. So the app actually is already, the app and Messenger app, Facebook app and the Messenger app have been updated with a new design, but the desktop hasn't yet, but it will be rolling out. And it's a cleaner look, easier to maneuver. And but the thing is, what they've done is they're having a bigger focus on groups and community. So those are some big areas that they're going to make your messages and trying to have the communication level be a little bit more where you're in your community and it's easier to see those messages. So it's cosmetic, but
how much of this, is just altruistic, helping people connect better, and how much of it is manipulation?
Well, a lot of it can be because, you know, they have teams always looking at how can we improve the app? How can we make it easier? Yes. Then they're getting feedback all the time. But also it can be that they're working on some AI stuff that is to supervise the learning, self-supervised
learning. Artificial intelligence.
They're,
what would that look like,
yes.
Artificial intelligence?
Well, they're actually trying to make sure that they're catching fake accounts and abuse and violence and
conservative
like that.
Political talk. Make sure they catch that and
yeah.
Eradicate that. Rip it out.
You know,
rip the conservatives out by the roots. That's what they're doing. Is that right?
But then
I'm so good at sarcasm. Have you noticed that? Probably,
I know you are. They're adding a dating app, which is going to be called. You can opt in for Facebook dating if you want.
See, that would be exciting for me, but my wife won't let me date. So that's not relevant
right.
to me.
No, and then they'll have a meet new friends feature. So they're going to suggest people who have the same interests and groups and location as you. They're going to make suggestions to you to meet new friends. And, and then you can have a secret crush. I mean, they've got some really silly things going on, too. But I never really know.
You know, all I can think about is this is what my employees are doing while they ought to be working. Holy mackerel.
But one thing they are going to be adding to Messenger is an update that will have lead gen templates, and that'll be built into their ads application, the Facebook ad area, ad manager, and then appointment booking. So they've test marketed this with some larger companies, and it's really been a boost for those companies.
Can you see how all this capability really is capability? It ought to be exciting, but can you see where all this just intimidates the heck out of a baby boomer small business owner who believes in Facebook, believes in social media, trying to have a strategy. But every time they turn around, there's some new wrinkle that takes it to another level of of concept.
Oh, yeah.
that and you're trying to figure out, okay, where the heck is the ROI in me spending more time thinking about it, let alone spending money on it?
Well, and the nice thing about a lead generation template is, so that could be very helpful.
Of course.
Or if it was, you know, tied into the ad manager. I'm really excited about that. And then the booking application, the appointment booking application through Messenger is really helpful because it's going to integrate with calendar platforms that business. So if real small business can utilize these new features, they should really help. And, you know, the appointment book feature, Sephora test marketed the beta, and they saw a 50% increase for in-store booking compared to their other, you know, channels.
Does Facebook have people to help businesses make good decisions with this? Is anybody available to them at all?
They do. It depends on, you know, your how much you're spending on advertising, probably, on
right.
how much support you get. But I have worked with them directly with clients that were spending a good amount. And so you just, you know, they're always changing that. So
how many,
you never know.
But do you, they do what have percentage of people do you know who advertise on social media actually get a positive ROI on it? What percentage would you say?
Well, you know, it's really hard to generalize that.
50%, 25%, get rough idea.
I'm really not.
Come on, Kathy, go step out there. Come on, I need you to be bold today.
Well, you know, I do believe that depending on the budget and depending on their strategy, mm-hmm. it can be helpful for certain businesses.
I can see where you can't you can't include people who just take a shot. Don't like it and go away. You can't count them in your numbers. I agree with that.
And there are a lot of them.
I can imagine. So. Quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry. That's Kathy with a K. Perry with a B. We're going to talk about Google. What are they up to after the break?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.